Welcome to the Madanesis Experience, where we talk life, purpose, business, real estate investing, entrepreneurship, growth hacking, relationships, and so much more. I am super, super excited that you guys are listening today. And again, if you guys have any questions, any concerns, any feedback, I'd love to hear from you guys. And I'm really excited for our super guest today. So let's go ahead and get started.
Yo, am I in the building?
Jeff, are you here? Good to hear you. Good to hear you today.
I'm good, man. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Fabulous, fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us on the Madanesis Experience today. Jeff, if you could please, before we get started, if you could just actually go ahead and introduce yourself and let the audience know what you're working on and what you're currently doing.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to be on the Madanesis show. So, my name is Jeff Montagna. I'm kind of new to real estate investing. I do a couple different things, man. My corporate job is I'm in land surveying. I've been doing that for a long time. And just recently, you know, decided that I've really got to take control of my life and started kind of looking at the big picture and working backwards and started figuring out, you know, hey, I've got to make some moves. I got to do some different things because I'm just not happy where I'm at and I'm caught up in that hamster wheel. A lot of people call it the rat race, man, but I call it the hamster wheel because I'm just going in circles, using up my energy, going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of part of what inspired me to start pursuing real estate, man. So I'm the homeboy house buyer. That's what I've called myself. Just a little play on words and kind of tells you, you know, about my personality a little bit. So that's it, man. I don't know. I had something I wanted to make a big splash. I was going to come in here with a little rhyme for you, man. I was going to drop some lyrics on you, man.
I love it, man. I love it. I'm glad you were able to take a look. So you mentioned you're doing land surveying and you're brand new to real estate. And, you know, for any of our listeners listening, we'd definitely love to hear from you and what you're working on, where you're listening from. So if you guys want to reach out and ask any questions, Jeff and I will definitely get back to you. Tell the audience, because, you know, we have a very broad audience, but it's very, you know, unique. And, you know, really the heartbeat behind cast really is to, you know, talk to people about life, purpose, business, real estate investing, entrepreneurship, growth hacks,
sure,
relationships, and so much more.
Yeah,
so
man,
you kind of touched on a little bit about the real estate, and you know you're working a corporate job. So tell the audience a little bit about what your day to day corporate job consists of, and how you're now transitioning into, you know, the real estate venture.
Yeah, so let me kind of just back up a little bit because you said a whole lot right there. So let me touch on a couple things before we drive forward, that man, if you don't mind. So
just
to touch on the entrepreneur thing that you mentioned, man, like I've always had the spirit and the heart of an entrepreneur. You know, just from day one, I've always wanted to do my own thing. So my advice to people, like now looking back then, I had all these great ideas about businesses I wanted to start, processes that I thought that I could legitimately build and put systems and people in place to make things happen. But I decided, you know what, I don't like that. You know, I don't really want to do that particular thing that I had thought in my head, hey, this is going to be a great business, even though I knew I could make it successful. So I was looking at it the wrong way, you know what I'm saying? I think the approach would have been to go ahead and see that through and then see what becomes of it and take my place out of it or sell it and go on to the next thing. And that's one of the things that it kind of took me a while to figure out, right? So it doesn't matter what business it is. What matters is that I'm in control of my time, and I'm putting processes in place, you know? So that's some advice that I would give to people who are starting out, like is in any entrepreneurial endeavor. Like because that's kind of what caught me up is like, okay, you know, I looked at it and I'm like, well, I really don't want to do that, even though I know this will work. And I should have just saw it through and built it up, and then boom, I go on to the next thing.
Definitely. I can relate, and I think I can relate to that, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can too. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in you know, connecting all the T's and the I's.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
You know, we actually sometimes get caught up in that when the most important thing is actually doing what needs to be done. That's going to help you, you know, connect those dots and the cross the T's and so forth. So, yeah, man, definitely, you know, for any of y'all that are listening, and even for some of the, you know, the successful people that already maybe have businesses, or maybe they're in a place where they're plateauing, you know, one thing that I've learned and that I continue to get mentored from is you have to continue to grow. You have to continue to learn new systems and think outside the box, because usually when you get to a certain level of anything, you have to go to that next level, and you have to surround yourself and get empowered by others that are investing in themselves. And, you know, that's why you see all over the internet and all these different groups, masterminds, and strategic thinking, because they're coming together and making a difference, you know, for their business, but also in their community and then the people around them. So, yeah, man, that's definitely huge. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, that are getting started, most of the time they're working a traditional job, and they're learning to create extra time and energy and effort around their lifestyle. So talk a little bit about that. What is it like, you know, you're in land surveying, and kind of let our listeners know what that means and, you know, what it's doing for the community and who that's impacting by itself.
Yeah, so land surveying, man, it's just one of those things. It has its place in almost every real estate transaction, right? It usually all starts with the land surveyor. So land surveyors are kind of the stewards of people's property, right? You know, property's a big deal, and property rights are a big thing, especially in the state of Texas, you know. So we're kind of stewards of those boundaries, if you will. And we protect, you know, our job in land surveying is like many licensed professionals, is to protect the public, right? You want to make sure that, you know, somebody's not encroaching on your property or taking what doesn't belong to them. And there's a lot more to it, too, as far as, like, you know, design surveys and doing things for engineering and development, land development, and those kind of things. But that's the typical day-to-day stuff, you know,
okay,
that we do as land surveyors.
So it's 1 o'clock right now. So it's 1 o'clock, about 1:10 right now. What is it? Where are you at right now? What are you doing? Like, let our audience kind of get a visual. You're at your day job, your land surveying, and you're involved in real estate. But what are you doing right now? And where
right
are you?
Now, I'm taking my lunch to come have a conversation with you. So, what I kind of do is, you know, since I do have a corporate job and I'm trying to, you know, build and get myself kind of in a better spot with some of these other things that I'm trying to get into, I use my time, like during lunch and stuff like that, to handle as much as I can possibly squeeze in as far as it relates to the business that I'm trying to build with the homeboy house buyer. So that's kind of what I do with my time whenever I step away from the office, and it's I'm just out here grinding on the other end, so trying to make it happen while I'm still contained within this corporate environment, you know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, for the listeners, you know, one thing that I learned, and I wish I would have probably personally took a little bit more appreciative of it, but the corporate world, it's never a bad thing, you know, because obviously in any business, you need to have cash flow. You need to have sustainable cash coming in. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs, and there's gurus out there that are teaching individuals that, you know, you can quit your job and you can start doing this online and yada, yada, yada. But again, there's you have to have cash. You got to keep building, and you have to have something that's going to sustain it. So if you have a corporate job, I personally used to knock it. And I've learned that it's definitely not the way you want to go about it. You need to be grateful at it and be really, really great at it, because most of the time you can get symbiotic in what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And then it's going to correlate to, you know, your other endeavors. So let's talk to
I mean, and I agree with you, man. I mean, the thing is like, I'm not knocking the corporate thing at all. You know, it's just, it takes all kinds of people to make the world go round. And there's lots of people who fit really good into that kind of structure, you know what I mean? And they want that, I don't know what the word would be, but they're looking for something that they can kind of count on all the time, even though that's really not the case, because we're all disposable, right? No matter where we are, or what we're doing, right? They just like that structure, and that's kind of their mindset, and they're happy with where they are, and they don't feel like they want to scale their income, but, you know, they're just going through this motion that they like. You know, so it's not, I'm not knocking it at all. I'm just saying, you know, that's really never where my heart has been in the first place. You know what I mean? But
100%.
Letting and going back to the topic with the entrepreneurs, man, a lot of what stifled me in the beginning was just that word, man, fear, doubt. It's like, that's part of it too, aside from getting distracted by, oh, I don't really want to do that business. It's that, it's also fear and doubt and overcoming that and just believing in yourself and getting yourself out of that comfort zone. Cause that's a big one for me. Like, sitting here talking to you, like I'm putting myself out of my comfort zone. You know what I mean? I'm glad that you invited me to the show so I could see if I could put myself out of that comfort zone and give myself a new challenge. So that,
yes,
that just continually growing, man. That's what it's all about.
I love it, man. I love it. So continuing growing, and let's talk about this. So for the brand new listener, maybe they're just getting started in real estate investing, or they're just getting started in a new endeavor while they're, you know, working their day job and whatnot. They're figuring out a way to make it happen. Talk about that. Talk about your new experience and the success that you're having, and you know, some of the challenges you're having in learning real estate. Talk about let's have you talk about one of the hardest things you've learned so far in real estate investing.
And one of the hardest things that I've learned so far. Ooh, that's tough, man. There's a lot of challenges in anything that we do. You know, I can't really think of a direct answer to that question, Matt. I mean, I will say that there's lots of challenges. It's just like anything. And in the beginning, I thought that my biggest challenge was going to be like, where do I come up with capital to start really doing this, you know? And the more you get into it, the more you realize that it's all around you. You know, it exists all around you. And, you know, I started about 8 months ago just trying to do a little bit of marketing. You know, I started with like 100 letters, sending out letters, you know, and I would get calls at work. And I got to the point where, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to answer these calls no matter what if I'm at work because I'm trying to make this happen, you know. And so, there's ways to do it while you work and kind of make it happen. It's just if you become more systemized and kind of know that, hey, I'm going to schedule all my appointments for either before, you know, 9 or 10 or whatever it is, or I'm going to schedule all my appointments in the afternoon or whatever it is, you know, you try to work around it the best you can, but you just got to get started and get going. And I thought, you know, I don't really have the capital. How am I going to make this happen? And, you know, there are ways to make money in real estate with nothing in, you know, no money into the deal. And that's something that I kept hearing, but just was like, yeah, right. You know, you always got to have money to make money, but it's not true. You know, you can be somebody who engineers transactions and, you know, seller finance is another great one, you know, that you can make some money without having too much capital to get going. So I don't know that that really answers your question, man, but you know, I think the biggest obstacle for me really is the job, because it can keep you busy just constantly looking for those leads and dealing with leads and the challenges that you face with a real estate transaction while you're working a full-time job. That can be a bit of a challenge, but it's not something that I would say, you know, was like, okay, this has just been really hard, right? You can do it. You can make it happen. It's just, you just got to get going, man. That's it.
That's it. Just get started, just doing it. And so have you had any, have you, for, you know, for even someone that's new, has no idea, you know, what any kind of terminology from, you know, seller finance, owner finance, wholesaling, what success have you had so far in the real estate investing space, and specifically let our audience know, you know, a little bit on what it is that you did to have success, or, you know, after 8 months of, you know, education, learning and marketing, what's happened since then?
So I just closed on my first deal back at the end of May. It took a long time to get that deal. It took probably 6 or 7 months for that deal to come in. And then it took another 2 months to actually close that deal. And, and I'm working on another one right now. So that first deal was kind of, like I said, my first campaign. And this is, I hope this kind of helps some of the people out there thinking that, hey, I want to get going at this. And hey, if this guy's doing it and he's working a full job and he could do it off of, I literally sent out 100 letters, man. That literally, like 100 letters. I was like, I'm just going to commit to doing something. Baby steps, you know, what can I afford right now, and what, how can I maximize my time, right? Because I work.
Yep.
So, you know, direct marketing, let's do some yellow letters, and, you know, just started sending out letters to absentee homeowners, and went out on a couple of appointments to look at houses and just totally squandered the opportunity away because I was getting in my own way and not really listening to the seller's issues, the seller's problems. When they were talking to me about what was going on, I was kind of going to numbers in my head, and that distracted me from really listening to what their issue and their problem was, right?
Yeah.
And so I squandered away a couple, but, you know, I finally landed one. It was absentee list, you know, and there's a gentleman, he's retired. He's had a rental property since 2005, owned it free and clear. I think it's a pretty similar story to what you hear for a lot of seller finance deals. And, you know, his really, you know, after squandering away those first couple deals and those houses that I looked at that I really could have had a good opportunity there, but I got in my own way and stepped on my own feet and tripped over myself, right? I realized, yeah, I've really got to sit down and just listen to this guy. You know, it's probably cliche. People hear it over and over again, but it's the truth. And he was just saying, you know, I really don't want to sell the house because I need the income, but I'm just getting up there to where I can't really take care of it, and I don't want to deal with tenants. You know, his tenants had taken off on him. They'd taken a microwave out of the house and kind of, they didn't leave it in, like, super bad shape. I'm sure there's some horror stories out there for that, but it wasn't, you know, it needed some upgrades. It needed some updates and stuff like that. And just listening to him and his concern of him saying, I don't want to really sell it. I need that income. I said, well, what about seller financing? What about you be the bank? You carry the note for me, and I'll give you, you know, I'll give you a 6% return on the house. And yeah, so that perked him up. You know, he started listening, and we just kind of talked through it. And I knew the premise of seller finance because I'd kind of read up on it, and I'd studied a little bit. And then my mentor, you know, Russ, I went through a course with him, and he taught a little bit about seller finance. So I got to a point with that seller where I built a good rapport with him. You know, I knew everything that he did in life. I knew who his kids were. You know, I knew the issues that he had with his wife. I mean, we just sat there and chopped it up like two people just having a good conversation, and that's really what it boiled down to. And so he was listening, you know, he wanted to know more about seller finance, and I said, you know what, I don't want to give you any bad information. Here's what I could do. I have a partner that I work with that he'll be able to explain it a lot more, but I planted the seed, you know. And so I called up Russ and said, hey, I would like you to come out and talk to this guy with me because I think he's really interested in you know, carrying the note and becoming a for us to do this deal, right? And so that's kind of – and Russ was able to help me close it. So that's kind of how that one happened. But so a couple of things, I guess, that I left out. You know, I was doing direct mailing, but I was also looking for, like, education and mentorship and something that I could find that was feasible that would – work with the schedule that I had going on and all that stuff, you know. So that's another big part of it, is just trying to seek out mentorship and talk to people who are just way smarter than me, man, you know, to figure these things out. So, I mean, that deal, we were able to seller finance it and get a family in there and do a wrap on the loan. And it was a really good deal for that family. They got a killer deal on the house, and they're super happy. So it's just one of those win-win-wins, you know. So I made mine, and my seller's making his, and he's doing good, and he's happy with that. And now this family's got a great home, you know. So it's a win-win-win, man. And that's the best kind of transactions to have happen. So, like I said, that was 100 letters, and that I'm barely even scratching the surface with 100 letters, right? It's just
yep.
It's just putting yourself out there, right, to make things happen.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome. So, well, congratulations on that. And, you know, let's let our audience know, like, right now, what would you say, what kind of book or, you know, podcast or, you know, what are you doing right now that you would recommend to someone that just getting started in real estate to do, or in even entrepreneurship? Like, what would you recommend for them to listen to or to read right out the gates?
To listen to or to read, man, I would say even beyond that, I would go network and talk to people and start building relationships. You know, there's all kinds of books and shows and podcasts that you can throw out there, and there's a lot of good ones, man. There's a lot of good education on the internet, YouTube, things like that. But what it boils down to really is, like everything, it's relationships, you know. I mean, just start building relationships with people, because a lot of people think, I thought, how am I going to learn this? Who am I going to meet that can help teach me and kind of hold my hand and show me the ropes and stuff like that? And you'd be surprised when you go out to and start trying to meet people. They're happy to help you. Okay, you're new. Okay, I would love to kind of show you how this works. I would love to talk about this, you know. And when they see that you're enthusiastic about it, they're even more inclined to jump in there and help you. So if you're coming somewhere with a purpose and you have a strong why, just it's relationships. It's relationships even in a corporate job, you know. I mean, I hope my boss ain't listening, but like, here's the deal, and here's why. Because I make a lot more than a lot of people in my office doing the exact same thing that those people in my office do, because I have a better relationship with my boss. Not because I work harder. And that's kind of what it really boils down to, because what I figured out is I work harder, I just get more work. Does that make sense? So I'm like, okay. But I have such a good relationship with my boss that, you know, I'm able to benefit from that relationship. It's just like anything else. And it's kind of, it just depends on your situation. But I see a lot of people who don't have those relationships with maybe their boss or somebody else. They're really good at what they do, but they don't ever build that relationship up, and they kind of stay stagnant. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And it's hard for a lot of people to do that. You know what I mean? And it just takes getting out of your comfort zone. And that's how you evolve. Like we were talking about, just get out of your comfort zone, go meet people. There are people out there that want to help you. I mean, there's a lot of good books. There's a lot of good podcasts, man. I mean, I've read so many. I'm not a big reader, but I have burned through like probably 10 or 12, you know, real estate books since I started trying to get into this. The first one I picked up, man, I just went to Half Price Books, and it was like Become a Millionaire One House at a Time or something. I can't remember the author, but it just kind of changed my mindset a little bit. I think, you know, the whole premise of the book was like, man, buy one house a year, and over 10 years, you'll be a millionaire, you know? And I was just like, wow, you know, I never thought about that. That's pretty basic and simple good advice that is meaningful, and it impacted me to go like, yeah, I think I can do that. I think I can buy one house every year. You know what I mean? So that it's just finding that spark. It's finding that match that you can strike in the dark that gets you going, you know, helps you find your way. So I know that's not a direct answer to your question, man, but That would be kind of my advice.
Yep, that's super powerful. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, that was actually a really unique answer, because I'm a big believer on the power of networking and relationships. And then, you know, you also touched on the mindset, and, you know, mindset is definitely key. And, you know, one of the biggest things, you know, for the listeners, if you're listening in right now, if you're listening live, like I said, I'd love to hear from you guys. But one of the biggest things, if you literally change and shift your mindset, even if it's just one little action, and you start changing one little habit, turning in a bad habit into a good habit, you know, your life will slowly and it can happen really quickly change just by doing that. So anyways, that's pretty fire, man. Pretty fire. So, well, last little thing, how can people, you know, if they're inspired, as they're getting inspired by you and learning from you and, you know, excited for you, how can they stay connected and get connected with you, Jeff?
Yeah, definitely reach out to me on Facebook. You know, it's just Homeboy House Buyer, or just, you know, Jeff Montagna on Facebook. And I'm out at a lot of the real estate events, man. I work quite a few of them with a company called Real Estate IQ. So I'm out, man, and I'm willing to help anybody and everybody. And I'll tell you what, like, young people really inspire me, man. Like, since I've been doing the thing with them with Real Estate IQ, you know, I meet these kids, you know, like shout out Jalen. This dude came up. He's like 18 years old. He hadn't even graduated high school, and he's like trying to figure it out, trying to get into it. He knows this is what I want to do, man. Like I see the opportunity here, and he's trying to seize it. And I talked to somebody last night. She's 23 years old, and she's like, you know, just call. I tried college out. It wasn't for me, and I think I want to do this. You know, I like this, and I can see where I can get with this, you know. So, and it's just inspiring, you know, to see young people like that with that kind of passion and drive and determination to get out here and make something happen. You know what I mean? It's like hindsight's 2020, right? I wish I was that 18-year-old kid, you know, back then with that kind of ambition and determination. And just it's all about perspective, too, because life has a way of humbling you, and you just got to really look at the positives on everything. And that's one thing I really appreciate about you, Matt, is, like, you're one of the most uplifting, positive people. It's infectious, and it's a joy to be around, man. I really mean that, truly.
Thank you, Jeff. That means a lot to me. And that you know, that you saying that gives me so much gratitude. And I love seeing people have success and wins and, you know, getting out of their comfort zone, because when you're out of that comfort zone, your life will literally continue to transform. And, you know, it's so, so important for me. And it gives me more fire to continue to help those around me, because I've, you know, at a young age, gone through a lot. You know, and entrepreneurship is definitely a roller coaster. It has its highs, sure. It has its lows, it has its twists and turns, but it's really fun. And you get to meet individuals, like, you know, we got connected back in January, and it's just been so fun watching you, you know, have success and building a relationship with you, seeing your family, you know, on social. So it's just really amazing how you know, one step that you took in real estate, along with myself, and how we connected, and, you know, we've been able to empower each other. So again, thanks for taking the time out of your busy day, Jeff. And I hope you enjoy your rest of your lunch. And I definitely look forward to seeing you and talking to you again real soon. So again, thanks again, Jeff, for joining the Madanesis.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I'm grateful. I'm humble, man. I really believe you got something good going on here, and I'm happy to see what the future's going to bring. I think you're doing a good job, man, and it'll continue to grow. And keep it going, you know, it'll keep snowballing, because I think you're on the right path, dude. So I really appreciate you having me on, man, and we'll talk soon. I'm looking forward to, you know, what we got coming up, what we're going to be working on, man.
You bet. Well, again, thanks, Jeff, and everyone else that's listening. We'd love to hear some feedback from you guys. If you have any questions, any concerns, we'll definitely be listening to those, and I'll get you connected with Jeff. And when I have this all live and so forth, we'll make sure to have Jeff's contact info in that as well. So, again, thank you, and y'all have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Talk to you later, man.